Secretary Jewell is traveling with a delegation of high-ranking federal officials. Wednesday, she met with Governor Herbert, toured the San Rafael Swell with Emery County officials, and attended a meeting in Moab, where she was greeted with a sea of T-shirts and signs supporting the Bears Ears as a new national monument.
This is democracy. I mean, this is how our country works. And, you know, listening to each other in a respectful way, having a large group of people that have different points of view by the shirts they're wearing, the signs they're carrying, and being very respectful of each other is, I appreciate.
As a former petroleum engineer, Jewell stressed that she respects the need for mining and drilling while maintaining environmental cred.
But I go to bed every night saying, have I thought about the long game? Consider that I'm in the forever business. So have I thought about, am I leaving the world better, not just for my grandchildren, but great-grandchildren and the generations that follow. And that means a strong economy, and it also means a healthy environment and a healthy ecosystem. I'm an outdoor girl. I love playing in your backyard. I want to make sure those places are available, but I also appreciate my cell phone. It's full of all kinds of minerals. You know, the cars we drive use fuels. And I do think that the long game does mean being smarter about how we use our resources.
Jewell's party is being shadowed by staffers from Representatives Rob Bishop and Jason Chaffetz, who this week released another new draft of the Public Lands Initiative, which would preclude any new national monuments. Chaffetz's aide Fred Ferguson said it still hoped that the initiative will be passed by Congress this year.
Covers 18 million acres of federal land in 7 eastern Utah counties. It's been in the works for about 3 years, and we've got, you know, roughly 4.6 million acres of lands identified for conservation purposes, over 1 million acres of land identified for recreation and multiple use type purposes.
The most recent polling gives Bears Ears a 71% approval rating in Utah, but local officials in Moab, as in most of the rural counties, are more evenly split. Grand County Councilmember Lynn Jackson told Jewell that the BLM hasn't provided for enough drilling and mining.
And it's high time that the Antiquities Act would take a look at. It came on board in 1906 with some great, great ideas. I don't believe they ever intended it for it to be used as it has been used in the last decade or two for 2 million acres or 1.8 million acres.
In contrast, Councilmember Mary McGann said Bears Ears is her highest priority.
The Bears Ears and Cedar Mesa are perhaps one of the greatest treasures we have. The antiquities there, the archaeological sites, date back to the Ice Age. And it also has many antiquities for the Mormon pioneers. And then that's not even mentioning the beauty of the place. It's just spectacular. So I want it protected.
On Saturday, Secretary Jewell's entourage will host what is expected to be a lively public meeting in Bluff, where she will hear from the tribal members who are proposing Bears Ears. This is John Kovash reporting for UPR News.